This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. We have another amazing leader with us this morning. I haven't been on a call with her in a while. We've been able to talk on the phone a couple of times. I know she was going through some she was ill for a little bit, getting better and all of it. We've been suffering with allergy stuff, so... But haven't been on a call with her in a while. She is has become one of my greatest friends, and just love powerful women that are about empowering other women, and that is definitely something that April does in this community. Is always there to just come out and help however she can, and I just love her energy and just what she brings to this group. So I will not take up any more of her time this morning. Please welcome L5 EMT leader April Marie Tucker.
Thank you very much, Melanie. You did great. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's Good Friday. Easter is almost here. It's crazy. So it's really great to be on the call this morning with everybody. You know, this is this MLSP community. It's changed my life. I'm so grateful every single day for it. I'm so grateful for Melanie, Brian Finale, everybody here with MLSP. I'm telling you, it's just exciting times to be in business. And, you know, one of the things that I really like to do in the spring is clean. What do? You clean. You actually start gardening, too. I've been cleaning my house. But then, you know, I kind of thought about it. I'm like, you know what? Everybody needs to clean their business, too. How many of you guys, you know, are doing taxes and paperwork and all this stuff? So it's kind of like that season. So I thought it'd be a great topic to talk about spring cleaning your home business and giving you tips that will really help you organize, get things cleaned up. But not just that. I'm not going to just talk about cleaning. I'm not going to say get your vacuum out. You know, there's things that you should be doing, dusting off the cobwebs in your mindset and all that too. So I'm going to give you some of my best tips that I think will really help you. I actually have family coming in today too. I got to jump in the car right after this call and go pick up my father from the airport. So it's going to be about a 15-minute. That's what I'm shooting for. Sometimes I run a little longer. I go crazy on these calls. It's just passion, you know. I'm so passionate about helping you guys and making sure that you guys are springing forward in your business. So here we go. All right, home business spring cleaning tips. Let's get the vacuum out. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so number one is reflect, you know, on this last quarter. I mean, we're actually coming up to a new quarter next month. And, you know, and when I think about it, I'm like, wow, this quarter just kind of flew by. It really did. It just flew right on by. But a lot of you set your New Year's goals, you know, you set goals for the year. Why don't you sit down, reflect, look at those goals, and really kind of reassess them and recreate some new ones. I think right now is a great time to do that as we're springing forward right now. And I'm telling you, one of the biggest things that I wish I had done in the beginning was write down goals. I used to think that I could just remember them. I don't know why I thought that, but I used to think, oh, it's no big deal. I could just sit here and think about my goals, and that's, you know, setting goals. No, actually sit down. Take a half hour to an hour. Think about what you really, really want and write down, you know, goals. Do quarterly goals. I like to do monthly, weekly, quarterly. I'm one of those short-sighted type of people. I can't help it. I'm a little instant gratification person. So I need to set short-term goals so I can keep myself motivated. I also like to reward myself. So, you know, whether it be a pedicure or going out to dinner, we usually go out to dinner on the weekends, and that's kind of like my reward for having, you know, done everything, you know, just little rewards here and there for things that you do, vacations, things like that, little mini vacations to kind of reward yourself for achieving some of your goals. Or even maybe your goal is, you know, just being productive. Some people just have a hard time getting productive, so maybe set that as a goal. You know, I know for myself, productivity is huge. It's huge in my progress journals. It's huge in my goal setting because I'm always looking to be more productive. Obviously, the more productive you are, the more you're going to produce, right? So definitely don't count that out. Number two, declutter your mind. Dust those cobwebs off of your mind. Maybe get a new book. Start a new audiobook on Audible. I love Audible. I'm always on Audible listening to audiobooks, but I'm also a very visual person. So a lot of times I'll buy it on Audible and then get the book. I'll get both. You know, so maybe now is a time, to really good time to just, you know, get yourself into some real good personal development. Think of things that maybe you are struggling with in your business right now. And, you know, obviously MLSP is a great resource as well. You know, tune into these wake-up calls every single morning because there's great leaders that come on every single day, Monday through Friday, that just pour into this community. And I don't know of a better place to get a lot of that daily mindset. But then get a book or, you know, watch some YouTube videos. Really dust those cobwebs off and make a commitment to really work on your personal self so that that way you can, because it all starts here. It all starts with you. You are the one that determines whether or not you succeed or not. I think a lot of times people are always think that, you know, when they're investing in themselves, I know I used to be very scarce about this myself, is I wouldn't buy that book because, you know, I thought I could maybe find it online for free or something like that. I was just really being cheap with myself. No, seriously, you are your greatest resource. You are the person that's actually the driving force of your business. There is no greater investment than in you. So, you know, invest in that new course, invest in, you know, a new book or whatever to help you move towards your goal. All right, reorganize your days. I think that's kind of, you know, I like to actually, when I do the reflection and I do the reassessment, I reevaluate my days. I really kind of look at where I'm wasting time. Am I spending too much time on social media, you know, TV? We actually cut off our cable. We don't even have cable anymore just because it was a distraction. We don't need that distraction. My kids don't need to be watching all that crap anyways, but it's the same thing. It was a distraction. I was like, oh, I can watch my movie or my TV show on Thursday night instead of doing my whatever, you know, instead of doing my blog post. and so it was a real distraction. So just cut out the distractions, reorganize your days. I like Google Calendar. Google Calendar is my best friend, I'm telling you. I use Google Calendar. I actually use it to set even my to-do lists. So I put my to-dos in there. I plan out my day. Any calls I have to do go into my Google Calendar, dentist appointments, everything. So if you are not organized in that way, you know, in that way, I would definitely find a resource like Google Calendar or some online or even, you know, a calendar, a pocketbook, something, and start organizing your day. Your day should be mapped out. You should know what you're going to do every day. So what I like to do is before I go to bed, I actually think about the things that I need to accomplish the next day. And then in the morning, again, I look again and I fill in more and I create my to-do list, things that I need to do. And I actually create time frames. So, you know, I know by, I actually have a little notification that pops up every day. And this is just something that you could do if you're having a hard time staying consistent or whatever. At 10 a.m., I get a notification to create my blog or video. Okay, for the day. How awesome is that, that you can set up your phone to notify you when it's time to do your blog? So start setting up some of those things. If you're really struggling with staying consistent with your blog or your video or whatever, start doing those, you know, go in your Google Calendar and set it up to remind you every day at a certain time to do your content. Or call your leads or whatever. So that way you kind of get a mental note every single day that ding, 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 ding. It's like an alarm, right? It's time to do this. It's time to do that. And I love that for Google Calendar is amazing for that. All right. So let's see here. Shut off the social media. If you need to focus on work, I'm telling you, shut it off. That's one of my crazy things. Like, if I don't shut off social media, I'm being dragged all over the place. Like, next thing I know I'm in outer space. I don't even know how I got there. Now, I'm telling you, social media can be awesome for business, but you really need to structure your time. Like, I've actually been going through cleaning out a lot of my groups, things that were just notifying me that, you know, are unnecessary that I don't need to really pay attention to. I can, you know, structure a time to actually go look at that stuff instead of it actually kind of leading me, right? You need to structure that stuff so that it's not time consuming when you are supposed to be working and being focused. So definitely do that. Get up earlier. I think this is a huge one. And I actually just read The Miracle Morning not too long ago, and I actually just finished The Miracle Morning for Network Marketers too. That's a great book, by the way, if you wanted to start something new and start, you know, your spring off the right way. I'm telling you, it's a great book to start with. And, you know, he talks a lot about, you know, creating rituals in your morning. And I think that's really, really important, especially for somebody like me who actually has a hard time getting their day off on the right foot, because I like to sleep in. I'm not going to lie. I do. I like to sleep in. I could sleep in. My daughter does it too. She's like sleeping in person. All right. And I like to stay up late. So really structuring your day, especially for somebody who does have a hard time with that. Some people are like, it's 6 a.m. I'm up, you know, but for people like me, I really have to work at that. That's something I have to work at. And so Miracle Morning has really helped me a lot. He talks about lifesavers, and you can actually go to tmmbook.com. That's one of the websites in his book that he recommends, that where you can get resources and downloads and things like that. But he talks about lifesavers, basically in the morning, taking some time to meditate, so silence, meditate, pray, whatever you do for about 5 minutes, and then affirmations for about 5 minutes. And for me, like, I say affirmations all throughout my day. I don't just say them in the morning. I actually have affirmations posted on my wall in my office. I have I'm a winner posted on my keyboard, you know. So if you're not doing affirmations, it's a really good idea to start doing them. I actually like to have little post-its all over the place just to remind me, because otherwise sometimes I might not think about it, you know. So, you know, you do what works for you as far as affirmations go. Visualize. Visualization is huge. I've accomplished so many great things in my business because of visualization. I truly don't feel like if I had not done some of the visualization tactics that I do, even hanging, like, I'm going L6, and I've got, you know, an L6 picture on my wall in my office. So I look at it every single day, and I visualize that. Any goal that you have, visualization is huge. He recommends that you spend about 5 minutes in the morning, you know, just thinking about your, you know, and visualizing your deepest goals, your desires, your dreams, things that you really want to see happen, you know, but visualize them. Exercise is key, guys. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you can do a day. Even taking a quick, brisk walk around the block. I'll tell you, I've seen, you know, for me, I'm somebody who suffered with depression, you know, a lot in my life. If I don't exercise, I'm depressed. I don't feel good. And it really raises those serotonin levels and really gets you going and gets you motivated. I don't know about you, but as soon as I take a walk around the block, oh, I just feel so good. I feel like I could, you know, conquer the world. I love that I live, some of you live in colder areas. I love that I live here in sunny Florida, because pretty much it's sunny skies like all the time, except for when it's raining. Last night we had some pretty big downpours, but I didn't want to go on a walk last night. In the morning, it's beautiful right now. It's very springtime, summerish. It's going to be like 85. So, you know, do something every single day. Make sure you're getting those serotonin levels up. I totally recommend, you know, getting some sun, just walking around the block. That's going to do so much for you. Give you some vitamin D, give you a nice looking tan, maybe, if you're in the warmer climate. So definitely do that. Exercise. He recommends 20 minutes. I say 20 to 30 minutes. Read 20 minutes a day in the morning. Read 20 minutes in the morning. So when you're doing your personal development, you know, you could sit down and read a book. Now, I might listen to an audio. I might read a book. It depends. You know, I do either or. Sometimes I like to just listen to an audio while I'm on my walk. So he also recommends scribing, which is journaling, you know, just having like a gratitude journal and spending a few minutes on that, just writing down, you know, any reflection, gratitude, your ideas, progress, things that you want to accomplish in the day, and doing that every single day. And like I said, you can get that book, Miracle Morning, or you can even go check out some of the resources that he has for free at tmmbook.com. There's no affiliate on that or anything like that. I'm just sending that as a resource for you guys to check it out to start getting some of your morning rituals in check. All right, and then reignite the flame of your business. You know, reignite your business, the excitement, the enthusiasm. Some of you, you know, and I do this too, where I just kind of get in a lull. You know, I'm not as excited. I mean, when I'm excited, I'm actually in action, right? So the first thing you want to do to reignite the flame is get into action. That always gets me excited. That always gets me fired up. Maybe you need to schedule a webinar. Maybe you need to, you know, schedule a call with somebody. Call people, get people going in your team, you know, just start taking action. That is one of the biggest things. I recommend actually going on like a 30 or 60 or 90 day challenge. Just go on a run, man, and build your business like never before. You know, map it out, plan it out, and then just go for it. That really gets the enthusiasm, the excitement, the flame reignited in your business. Like, I'm telling you, it works like magic. So if you're having a hard time, you're just not feeling excited, it's normal. You know, first of all, I always say people, they're like, well, I'm just not as excited about my business anymore. And so they think that switching a business or something is going to help them. That's not it. That's just going to, you're going to not, in like 30 days, you're not going to be excited again, okay? You need to reignite the flame by getting into action, all right? I've been an MLSP for almost 6 years now. It will be June 2010 that I joined MLSP. I've never missed a payment. I've been here. I've been a rock here. How does that happen when so many people, they lose excitement? That's how it happens. I take action. I'm excited because I take action. I serve this community. You know, I serve my team. I do weekly calls with them. I do weekly coaching masterminds. I'm in the groups. I'm active. All right? Action. Action is the way that you reignite that flame. And maybe you want to buy a new course or something, too. You know, maybe you want to learn a new skill, something that maybe you can get really excited about. I know when I was learning Instagram, I couldn't sleep at night. Same thing with Periscope. Things that I've learned, you know, new things that I'm just really excited about. I can't sleep at night because I'm so excited about it. So maybe you want to go learn something new. That's another great way to reignite the flame. Make time for yourself. I think, I know, you know, we get so busy, we get so caught up in life. Maybe it's time to start a new hobby or start a dance class or something that you've always just wanted to do. Maybe you want to, you know, do some karate or take a cooking class or something. But do something that kind of just revs up things and, you know, really makes you feel good. Make sure that you take time for yourself. I think that's one of the biggest things that we skip out on. It's like, oh, we won't make time for ourselves, but we'll make time for other people. Well, no, you need to make time for yourself too. You know, make sure you're doing that. So whatever it is that you're real passionate about, you know, make time for it. Gardening, you know, I like to garden. I like to go out there. I like to grow things. I love doing that. I also like to draw and paint, things like that. That stuff gets me going. And it just makes me feel good, and it makes me feel excited, you know. Get rid of junk. Get rid of all your junk, all your junk in your email. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, this is one of the, I know it's a tedious process, but clean out that email, clean out your email list. And some of you use AWeber or GetResponse. Call them up and ask them to do a cleaning for you. All you have to do is. And some of you might not think about this, but you know, if you don't clean your list every once in a while. Your open rates really become very low. And what happens is it actually becomes, it's like a spiral. It's a downward spiral. Your open rates will just keep going lower and lower. It's like it hurts your whole list. So call AWeber, ask them to, you know, clean out, you know, people that have not opened your emails in the last 3 months or longer, okay, and clean it out. Empty it out. And some of you might be like, well, my list is going to be really small. you know what? It's better to have a small list that opens your emails than to have a large list that is just in a downward spiral that is just going to keep getting worse and worse. It's kind of like a split end on your hair. You know, it keeps getting worse and worse, and it keeps rising up your hair. It just will. I'm telling you, clean your list. That's the biggest thing that you could probably do in your, if you're decluttering and getting rid of junk in your business. Clean your desktop. I don't know about you, but my desktop, my files on my computer, I actually do need to clean that right now, but throw that in there. That's something I need to do too. Social media. You know, I don't know how many times I have to go through my Facebook and just clean out groups and things that I'm in, or Facebook friends, or, you know, even if you're like using Twitter, maybe, you know, unfollowing some people that aren't following you, but just really go through, clean it out, de-junk it, get rid of it, and, you know, make it anew. Number 7, spruce up your blog, you know, spruce up your blog, your social profiles, you know, change things up a bit. I really like, it's just like rearranging your office or rearranging your furniture in your house. You know, every time you clean, I know for us, like, we just rearranged our living room, you know. Anytime we're cleaning and doing stuff, sometimes that just ends up happening, but it's a great time right now to start, you know, sprucing up your blog, kind of, you know, making things neat and nice, tidy up your bios and stuff like that, just kind of going through and looking at stuff and seeing how you can improve things. Number 8, organize your business. You know, and I really, there's so many ways to organize your business, but for some of you, you know, you might still be using your personal, what do you call that? I can't even think of the word right now. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, you know, get an LLC, make your business separate from you. And, you know, that has really, I did that about 4 years ago, and I'm telling you, it was like night and day for my business, because now all of a sudden, now it's like official, like I'm a real business owner, and I feel good about that. When I went to buy my car back in January, you know how good it felt to put my LLC on there, like that's my real, it's a real business, you know, and don't let that scare you. You can go to Rocket Lawyer or something like that. I'm not giving you legal advice, but that is something that I'm telling you has really, really helped me in so many ways. You know, once you do that, you can open a checking account, you know, really start keeping your finances in order. And if you're getting started, if you're just brand new, don't worry about this part. But I'm telling you, like, if you've been in business for like 6 months to a year, that's something you might really want to consider, is start keeping things, you know, separate. Now, if you're not making any money yet, that's a different story. But if you're making some money, definitely doing that will help you so much. You know, track your spending, review your expenses, really kind of go through things. I mean, there's times where I forget about things that I might have signed up for, like little tools or stuff online or something like that I subscribe to. It's a good time to kind of clean those out, cancel what you're not using, and, you know, make sure that you're tracking your spending, creating a budget so that that way you're not overspending and your business is really, you know, checks and balances, so your business is maintaining its profits. Create a filing system. I know for me, I'm still using the old filing cabinet. I did buy a paper shredder. That really helps. I'm thinking about going into a scanner and making it, you know, so it's on a hard drive. But for right now, I am using still a filing system, using my filing cabinet. I got all my business stuff, things that are important in one file. And, you know, you just create a filing system that kind of works for you. But I think the most important thing is to really start treating your business like a business. You know, I mean, are you here for the long haul? Are you here to be in business 10 years from now? Then treat your business like a business and start structuring it like a real business really works. I know it's easy. Sometimes you're like, oh, we work from home. I know when I signed up for my MLM company, I never even thought about it as a business. I just kind of thought of it as, so, you know, I don't know, network marketing. It didn't sound, you know what I mean? I never really treated it like a business, and it served me so well once I started doing that stuff. Clean your workspace. Go ahead and get the vacuum out. Get the duster out. Don't really clean it. You know, get it organized. Get things nice and neat in your desk. I just actually did that. I cleaned everything, made everything nice and neat on my desk, organized things so I can easily find them. Of course, that's a given. And then number 10, plant your seeds. Start planting those seeds and tend to your garden. You know, it's time to start really planting those seeds that you so you can reap the, you know, rewards of all your hard work, you know, 90 days from now, 30 days from now, 60 days from now, and start getting some of those fruits of your labor. You know, you should be on a daily basis, if you're not already, and I'm just kind of throwing this in here, but you should be contacting 10 or more people every single day, making 10 or more new connections every single day about your business. This is so critical to your success. These are the seeds that you are planting right now. And I'm telling you, you do this for 30 days. If you're not getting results right now, you will have results. Okay, I can't begin to tell you. It's this one activity that so many people, they jump online and they're like, they're all looking for the, you know, the push button method and all this stuff, and they want to learn all these strategies and all this stuff. Yes, learn it, do it, all that stuff. But still, if you are not getting 10 or more leads every single day, you need to go out and create 10 or more leads every single day. And one of the fastest ways to do that while you're working on your strategies and all this other stuff is to start making 10 or more new connections every day. That doesn't mean go spam people. That doesn't mean go send everybody your training or free Instagram training or whatever. That means make 10 real connections. Go out, make friends, find out about people, learn about them, connect with them on a whole nother level, be genuine. But you should be talking to at least 10 or more new people every single day. Not necessarily, just making those connections, okay? Add value. I mean, that's a given. That's what we preach about here at MLSP, but you should be adding value every single day out into the marketplace. You should be giving. Don't be a taker. Be a giver. Go out there and give as much as you can. Add value. Everything that you're learning, you should be sharing. You're learning a lot here in My Lead System Pro, hopefully, if you're plugging in every day. So go out there and start sharing what you're learning, okay? And then, obviously, you know, mail your list and follow up. I mean, those are mail your list, follow up, that's the same thing. But make sure you're calling your leads, following up with your leads, mailing your list on a consistent basis. You should be mailing your list at least 2 to 5 times a week. As you're building it, I don't care if you don't have a list yet, start mailing your list, because one of the things that you should be doing every single day is doing things that top earners do. You're not going to become a top earner until you start doing the things that top earners do. And top earners do these things. Okay, whether or not you have a list or not, just start doing it. You're not going to be able to become a top earner until you start doing things that top earners do. People will not be attracted to you. The things will not come your way, I'm telling you. So start doing the things that top earners do. And with that, guys, I just want to wish everybody a happy Easter and a safe weekend if you're going out and you're traveling and all of that. Happy spring break. I know my kids are on spring break. And happy Financial Freedom Friday. I love Fridays. Fridays are one of my favorite days of the week. I think it is actually my favorite day of the week. And with that, guys, have a great day. If you got any value, make sure you stop by the MLSP fan or MLSPFanClub.com. And also, you can share anything that maybe I touched on that really resonates with you. You know, something that you're maybe working on, or what's the best tip that you got here today? Go ahead and share that at MLSPFanClub.com. And I'll see you guys in the community. Bye for now.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.